pay attention. This ain't no joke, this ain't no game. This that CSC game. They said pull up, so I came. You better put some respect on their name. Yeah, 55, what's goody? Kill the vibe, how could he? Big card on the hoodie. Let me break it down for you fully. This ain't your average broadcast. This ain't just no podcast. The mother show spread fake news. We just call them broadcast. West, Joey, Sam, Sean, Dalton, and you know that boy Higgy. He said he don't want no small fries. Tell them they better make them biggie. Yeah, you already know what we be on. We got the crown, we hold the throne. We throw the mails and you take them home. When they ring the bells, you know that it's on. The bar is set, we setting the tone. If we set it, then set it in stone. Now sit in the seat and set up your phone. You in the car, no sports zone. Set it.
Welcome everybody to this week's episode of the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast.
Ball humbug.
I'm your host, Jeremy. We're coming to you live from Fitness Market Studios North. This is the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wahman. Need to remind you all, my wife left me again. But I don't like to brag about that because next to me on my right side sits somebody whose wife has never left him.
Wife?
She stands right by his side.
Whose hand has never left him. It's my guy, one of my best friends, Sean. I can't believe you know what? When I first met Sean at the little card fam reunion, I was like, there's no way I'm ever going to connect with this nerd. No, I'm scared.
Nerd.
But, really good dude. One of my good friends. I won't say best friends. I have a small circle. That you shouldn't be offended by that. You still made the cut that a lot of people have made, as is everybody at this table, but Higgy has, like that second circle. Outer circle. So I've got my inner circle, my outer circle. You're definitely in the outer circle, as is everybody else but Higgy. Sean Barber.
How's it going?
Now, I'm going to introduce this guy last because he's got a little something special he's going to say at the top of the show.
Oh, crap.
Other than all crap, it's my guy, Sam Basden.
What up? What up?
And the notorious H.I.G., a.k.a. DJ Titty Meat.
Hello, everybody.
And because we have a lot of sad stuff to talk about, negative stuff to talk about, we do have something, and we're going to talk about it more extensively later in the show. But if you followed the show, and it doesn't have to be anything, I know we had talked about doing something fun at the start of the show, but I am going to hand the reins over to my brother here in a second. But if you listen to the show, you know there's been a theme for the last 2 years. This is episode 99, and most of the 99 episodes of this podcast, his thoughts have had something similar. There's a similar theme to his thoughts. And yesterday, those thoughts, I believe he single-handedly is the reason why we walked out with the 5-1 record under Coach Mike Pegues. I'm not going to give it away because it's his thing. So, Joey, I'm going to let you take it away.
Maryland's trash, and I've been telling y'all that for 3 years, whatever it is. They're trash. We showed that they're trash. They're the trash that washed up on the shore in Bahamas that they didn't want. We sent them home. We put them in a plastic bag. We put them in a bottle, threw it back in the ocean so it could come back up on the into Baltimore County. Eventually they might be relevant in something again, but other than women's basketball, women's basketball here and there is pretty good, but they're trash. I've told you they're trash.
And they proved it, right?
Well, like Jeremy said, I really feel like I've been wishing this into existence for 3 years now.
Three seasons
because so maybe I need to pick another team now. I don't know. To add to it.
So the people of Twitter want to know, and I got multiple DMs yesterday that said, well, what's Joey going to trash now? So
trash the one team, even though we got dumpster
trucked
yesterday. They're trash, and their fans are, their quarterback is. I'd like to beat his ass. What's the time on the clock?
It is 4 minutes.
I'd like to whoop his 35 ass.
Seconds. I'm not gonna edit.
I'll
that
stick
out.
L's up his nostrils.
Okay.
And lift his ass off the ground, and then see what he says. But anyway, they're trash. He's the biggest piece of trash. Who used to say that? Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's the biggest piece of trash on God's green earth.
Yep.
What?
But
so the question is. Is this the end of the Maryland's trash saga?
No. They're a big steaming pile.
Okay.
Let's see. So Maryland's what, Big Ten?
Yeah.
I can't keep up with them. Let's pick an SEC team besides Kentucky. No, that's too easy.
What about Kansas? What about
Mississippi State?
Michigan.
What about you? Let me do my thing. I don't ask you.
You don't get a lot of segments on the show. Though,
I don't
Big
ask
tits.
You about the dollar menus.
Yeah.
I think it's time for it. Joey, I know you hate when this guy interrupts you, but we're going to ask Dalton for his thoughts on everything. Dalton?
Jesus Christ.
You're getting to be a big boy. I'm just a kid who's poor. Each day I grow some more. I like exploring. I'm kind.
Okay, that's the...
Was you not here the last...
No, he wasn't.
We had fun with that.
We hit that. By the way, thanks for listening to the show on your way home from Kansas City, you douche canoe. But
remind me over this week, and I'll get us a new team. Like just
okay.
So we'll
Fair
add
enough.
To the Maryland. Fair Maryland's enough. Trash. They're always trash.
So to the hundreds and hundreds of Maryland's
hundreds.
Trash, and hundreds of the Maryland's trash fans, you will get something new, and hopefully Joey can lead us to victory. I also would like to say I was watching the game yesterday from my laptop, and every time they shot a free throw, I was using my finger to try to block it, and I blocked a lot of them. So I think I also had a little. But you know what? This is Joey's day again. He doesn't get a lot of flowers on the show because he don't say a whole bunch that's not funny.
It's true.
Comic
relief.
I feel like he deserved this time at the beginning of the show to just let everybody know.
I mean, it's just one of those things that doesn't show up in the stat line.
No.
It's one of the intangibles.
Absolutely. I was going to say
that's what I bring. I bring intangibles.
They used to call you Intangible Joey back in the day.
Well, they used to call me a lot of
Stop things. It, Joey. Stop. Stop.
Still do.
Used to, yeah.
Whoa, big fella.
You mean the time frame on that one?
No.
Dang it, Higgy. You know what? With Higgy, and we're not going to do an on-air evaluation right now, but with Higgy, I feel like, you know, he's that guy on your team. He works hard, bless his heart. But when he gets out on the floor, the ball just goes between his legs.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly.
You pass the ball to him, and it goes right through his hands. He is the Josh Chichester of our podcast. I'm just kidding, Josh.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
Squeak.
Squeak from
basketball.
You're the squeak.
Oh, no.
You're the squeak.
Un-effing believable.
No, that's believable. All right, let's jump right in. Before we lose control of the show. First off, though, before we get to the meat of the show, I do want to say this. I want to give a shout-out to all the people out there. Like, even yesterday, I'm sitting there at the rehab facility with Dad, and I'm watching the basketball game, and just everybody reaching out about him. Everybody, like, showing, like, I tweeted something yesterday about I couldn't wait to, you know, record the show today. Just all the love that you all are showing the show, man. We don't talk about it a lot. I say something at the end of the show every week where I'm like, oh, thanks, everybody, for all your support. And it may seem ingenuine, but it's not. We really do appreciate everybody that tunes in, even though our own people don't tune in sometimes on the way back from Kansas City.
We have a show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't tell none. He'll forget in 5 seconds because he's old. Never mind. But no, we appreciate y'all. And I wanted to make sure I got that off my chest at the beginning of the show also. We would be remiss if we didn't send our deepest condolences and thoughts and prayers out to the Satterfield family. About an hour before kickoff, he found out that his dad passed away. And that's, like, I feel for him so much. Like, dealing with my dad and how sick he's been this year, me and Joey, we know it can't be easy. And to lose that guy, he's been like your rock your whole life, and you know that couldn't have been easy. I don't know if he told the team beforehand. I imagine if he's the kind of coach I think he is, he probably didn't put that burden on his team. He probably waited till after or didn't say anything at all. But our from CSC, the CSC podcast, from everybody, our thoughts, prayers, and condolences go out to you. And we're here for you in your time of need. And I felt like that was important to say. Now, we have to do something else that's pretty sad right now, and that is recap the game from last night. Now, y'all know normally I have a lot of fun writing down all the stuff that goes on in the game. I didn't do that at all last night. I started to, and then it became pretty evident pretty quickly that it wasn't going to end up well for us. I don't think we played a good first half, but we were still in it at the half. But the second half, it just was the size of their offense and defensive line really, really showed in that second half, and they wore us down, and they wore us. They didn't wear us down. They wore us down. And here's my recap from yesterday, UK recap. We lost, F them. And that's all I did. That's all I wrote. We just couldn't get anything going offensively. The game that Levis had, we thought Malik was going to have. We couldn't stop anything defensively. Evan Conley did look good. but there's really, like, for me, I don't have much.
His QBR had been like 107 or something.
I don't have much more to say about the game. I will open it up for you all to say something here in a moment, but I will say this. Super classless dude, super classless program for me. And I know everybody's got their own experience from yesterday, but like just seeing the way this guy carried himself on the field and the fact that I didn't know this before yesterday, but the dude's number is 7. It's literally, he picked it because it looks like an L's down. Like he's a walking L's down. And the announcers were like, I wonder why he's got upside down L's on his face. Well, you're idiots. And that showed throughout the game as well.
Well, they were biased. Like they were absolutely super biased. Yeah. Oh yeah, Like the whole production was biased. Like you seen Coach Stats faced twice
through the whole
throughout
game.
The whole game, but you seen fat ass Stoops.
You mean Mama June?
No, his shirt actually was just a K and a Y, but his fat ass had that stretch so tight it actually spelled Kentucky. Like there really weren't those letters in the middle, but it like the shirt felt like it had to do something. To fill out that spot.
Just so y'all know, the thoughts and comments of Mine Joseph Wallman reflect everybody here from Cardinal Sports Zone. We all support him this time.
And everybody in Carnation.
There's going to be so many ASSs dropped by Joey today, and we try to keep it clean here, but sometimes.
That fat bastard can
sometimes go to Denny's
for breakfast.
You know, we always get passionate, and we always try to, like, you know, be professional. We try to hold ourselves, but as you heard last week, Sean had a little bit of Tourette's at the end of the show that I had to out at the end of the show. I had somebody say, did Sean like have a seizure at the end of the show? I'm like, what are you talking about? He was like, beat this and beat that out of Kentucky.
I'm going to say it. Murk the out of Kentucky.
I was like, no, I just edit. So anyway, but there's really like that. And I will say this because I am the silver lining guy. You all know that, and I'm not ashamed of that. I do like to – I'm patient, and I've had a lot of people tell me, man, Jeremy, we appreciate how even keel you are because every there's at least 25 to 30 people who after the game, they message me just so I can calm them down and make them feel better, and I'm okay with that. That's my job. I am your resident guru of peace, if you will, but I think that the reason why that will he not, whatever his name is, I think the reason why he was able to run so well last night is because we, on the plays that he started running, yeah, because we couldn't tackle him. No, it's because I feel like on a lot of those plays we were covering them, we had his receivers covered because you could see when he took advantage of when his receiver, and they even ran that one gimmick play to get their dude his first catch. Like he needed a catch to break the all-time record for
the
catches.
Receiving, the receptions.
Yeah, Wanye Robinson. I know that's not his name.
Wandale. But,
yeah.
But I told you right after they did that solely just to get him another catch.
Right, because he wasn't, you know, it is what it is.
He ate our butt up too the whole game.
I'll say this. Rodriguez. And I said this in a different way during game day prep this week with Terry Brown. You can check that out if you haven't already. It's the episode before this. I said it in jest because I was like, this is at the end of the day, don't believe the hype. This is the same Kentucky team that we've always that we're accustomed to. But the difference is they're not the same team that they normally are. They have won. They are the 2 years ago version of us. We won games that we normally wouldn't have won. We had the clutch gene, and yesterday it was just we just weren't prepared. And they're the size of their lines, I think at the end of the day is what if they don't have the protection for Levis to run down the field at will, then that game's a lot closer. And there were still opportunities I saw for us to close the game, you know, get a little closer, but we didn't do it. And hats off to them. I'm not going to say anything. Normally I crap all over Kentucky, but you got at the end of the day, you got the W. You sent us the L. The L's down thing's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire
life. Big Blue
Nation,
get over it, dude. Like, y'all worry about that more than anything. Like
every sport, every
why was anybody trying to say that Levis was from around here? He's not.
He went to Penn State for crying out.
He was born. Like, look, I'm like, because I wanted to.
I don't think it was Levis. I think
they were trying
Wandell.
To say that Levis was had ties to the area.
Oh,
too.
I heard them say Wandell.
Because,
I didn't
like,
hear them
my
say
thing
Levis.
Is like, dude, you just got here this year. Like, you, like, all right, somebody that's from around here or that's played 4 years here, I give them a little bit more leeway because they've been involved in the rivalry. This is your first game. Nobody's even talked about you from, like, our side of the, you know, the rivalry. So, like, why are you so amped up to keep – like, I swear to God, you remember the little skit Triple H and Shawn Michaels did where they was making fun of Vince and Shane and Shawn's doing this?
Yeah.
I feel like that's all Levis wanted to do. Like, he – before the ball even got snapped to me, he just wanted to go. You can't see it, but I'm making gestures, and it's hilarious. But
it is hilarious.
Like, he's from Massachusetts, went to high school in Connecticut. Like, none of his family has ties here. Like, dude, if you would have waited until next year to do it, okay, you had a game under your belt. You whooped our tails this year. Then, but nah, man, you got – He's of age. Let me see his ass out.
It's stupid. It's every sport. It's whether they're playing us or not. Now, they've got the other ACC teams doing it to us every game because they've seen them do it. I'm not going to even do it. It just looks stupid. It makes you look like you're showing everybody what your IQ is, and that's a 7. Like, hey, I'm stupid.
No, I think it's a minus 11.
It could be a minus 11. I don't disagree with it. And I see good people doing it too, and they're like, "Oh, it's cool, it's cute." Last night, and I may be going to a dark place here, and I apologize in advance. But at halftime, they showed where Kentucky's team had went to like some less fortunate people's homes and gave away turkeys, and they did some stuff with some homeless people. And these dudes had the homeless people out there throwing L's down, and I'm like, "That's just like that's stupid."
I just don't understand how they can get a penalty, like if they do the horns down.
Because Texas cried about it.
But
Texas cried about it.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, if the refs know that it's a
taunt
towards us, then why not throw the flag?
But here's my thing, though. If you dislike it so much, do something about it.
Well, no, I don't disagree with that.
Stop
whooping their ass.
I'm just saying,
and they just
good
don't
for
have
the goose is good for the
own.
Gander.
We're just
going
to have
problem.
A lot of ass this show. We're going to be the Higgy. We're going to be Higgy this show.
You can't make a K with your hand. It's impossible.
No, it's stupid because then we'd look like we're throwing like gang signs. Like,
well, what if we did something and we did the cutthroat? Oh, that's just what we do against you, like to mock you a K. Like
it's
they throw
cut
the L's
with
down.
The K, so you can't flag us for that.
What if I do a crotch chop on them? That's what I do
no.
with Kentucky.
Listen, Cardinals, I came up with this last night, and maybe I wasn't the first one, but from now on, when we play Kentucky, we throws the L's up, and then we crotch chop with them down right in their face. We just shove our manhood right in their face. Just like, just shove our L's right down there. Like B-Sim says in our intro show, we make the L's, and you're taking them home. We're going to make some L's. We're going to send them to you. We're going to raise them, and then we're going to choke you with our L's. So –
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, like, if it's good for one team,
it should be good
well,
for every
team. What I'm
saying
is like, if they say, all right, well, we're going to make it a penalty if you throw horns down. All right, we're going to make it a penalty all across if we know that is you're making a derogatory symbol towards a school, regardless of whether it's Louisville.
Louisville don't have the Texas clout.
If somebody's like, do what?
Louisville don't have the Texas clout.
I don't know why Texas has it anymore.
Because they cried about it. They cried. And
Texas,
I thought,
and
now the Big 12 is like, damn, we should have
just let it. I thought it was a sucker move the whole way. Like, why are you crying about horns down, bro? Like, to me, it was a sucker move.
It don't even matter. Now they're going to the SEC and
right.
The Big 12.
Texas
like,
ain't been relevant since Vince Young and Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fair. So instead of asking, I know I said I was going to let y'all give y'all's thoughts on everything, but I've thought of something differently right here on the fly, and I'm still going to let you. I'm not going to chip in on this. I'm going to read you some excerpts from the press conference last night, and I'm going to let y'all each take one.
Lord.
Yeah, I'm here for all of it today. Shout out to Rip Rope, who would be encouraging this. But I'm going to read the presser, and then I'm going to ask each of you all your thoughts. Or if you have a thought, you just go ahead and freely give it. This is America. It is a free country. So opening statement. Credit to Kentucky and Coach Poops and his staff. They did a great job tonight. They came out, and right from the start, they got the ball first, drove down the field, and in about five or six plays, scored a touchdown that was pretty much what was going to be happening the rest of the game. Our offense answered, though, which was great. We came back down and put together a nice drive and tied it up, and we really didn't do much after that offensively. Defensively, the defense could not get off the field on third down and couldn't tackle the quarterback. The difference in this game was their quarterback's legs, which he hasn't used much of the season. But he did a great job running the quarterback draws and some scrambles for first downs. And I think he ended up with four touchdowns tonight running the football, which obviously is not good. I think it just wasn't our night tonight. Give them all the credit for that. Sam? What did you like? What did you not like about that?
I didn't like anything of it.
Okay.
Not one word. I didn't like the fact that he started off by giving those punks credit. You don't do that. And especially talking about they came down and scored and it just was an on night and all this other bull crap. Like, dude, you're the same coach, granted, that complained about the whole what's with the L's down stuff the last time you played them. Like, we know UK are some bullies.
Yeah.
You don't go to the bully and ask why you bullying me. You make the bully shut up. So if you didn't like the fact that of they doing the L's down or whatever, you make sure you game prep. You had what? 8 days,
mm-hmm.
The game prep, and you game prep, and you do something about it.
Actually, no, they have more than that.
Yeah, because we played on Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, so I didn't like any part of that. Didn't give me any hope, didn't give me any optimism, because you would think after what you experienced the first time, and you was like, you didn't know it's such a big rivalry, the rivalry is this important and blah, 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 whatever. You would think you really realized that the first time. And then you put up this performance last night. You didn't understand the rivalry. So for me, you can't be here. You can't.
All right. Second, which, by the way, just had a phenomenal idea that is going to benefit me immensely at the end of the show. So first off, I do want to, before we continue, I do want to announce that due to not being here 2 weeks in a row, Wes has been disqualified for the staff points lead. So
let me guess, that put you in first.
I have no idea. I haven't looked at this. I swear on everything, I have not looked at the standings. I don't know who won yesterday. Did anybody who picked Kentucky to win yesterday?
Here,
Sam, you weren't here.
Probably
last week.
Caillou.
I think it was Caillou.
What did you say, Dalton?
Getting to be a big boy.
Shut up.
Big boy.
Shut up.
I'm just a kid.
Higgy can look. He'll look through it for us real quick. So Dalton probably won the week. But
I'll lose that game every time. Because
I'll never pick.
I'm not an objective journalist. I'm never picking Kentucky.
Higgy, come on now. What was the.
He's got to go through all the menus he downloaded.
Mother of God.
No, I have it here. I'm just looking back through it. Because some people made their changes on the fly this week and stuff.
I know
I
didn't
you on that one.
I didn't.
Yeah, he did change it. Actually, I think I've got him right here because
you're more prepared.
Yeah. So no,
because every week.
Yeah. So Jeremy 45-17 Louisville. You're stupid. Sean 33-28 Louisville. Dalton 38-35 Kentucky. Higgy 27-24 Louisville. Joey 55-30 Louisville.
He was the closest, except for one problem.
Yeah.
I was the second closest.
Well, I just had, if I'd have changed mine to UK over U of L, then I'd have been right there.
Yeah.
You would have.
Yeah.
So
that's why y'all wrote down U of L? I mean,
oh,
on.
You
mean, yeah.
Okay. No, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, second paragraph. What led to this result? I don't know. They don't say who asked the question. So what led to this result? Lack of preparation? Lack of execution? No, I just think they were the better team tonight. They put it on us. They blocked us better. We didn't tackle well. We couldn't get off the field on third down. Offensively, we couldn't get any rhythm. They had the ball the most of the first half. That was 21-9 minutes, if I read that correctly. He didn't say that. I just did. It was just one of those nights. It was just snowballing at that point. If you're not doing something well on one side of the ball, you hope the other side picks you up. And that didn't happen tonight. Minus the first drive, it was a little bit of snowballing with both sides not doing what they needed to do. I thought we had a good prep week this week. I thought our guys were focused. They came in, and I thought we had a good plan. I just think they executed a lot better. They blocked us a lot better than we blocked them, and they tackled a lot better than we tackled tonight. I just think we just got beat all the way around.
The only player I've seen that had any emotion, any fire in them was Malik Cunningham.
I don't disagree.
Like, but to me, that's part of preparation. Like, Sack can say that after last year, I know what the rivalry game's about this year, but I still didn't see it. Like, I mean, like, to me, as far as passion and everything, a lot of times that starts from the top down. And now, I don't know that he didn't show any passion during the game again, because biased ass ESPN, too, hardly ever showed him. They showed him like twice. So I don't know if he was showing any emotion on the sideline.
I'm going to have to rename this podcast Ass Fest.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. But, like, on the field, I'm sorry. Look, it is what it is. And we talked about this yesterday during the game. Like, the second time dude ran into the end zone and started throwing L's down, if I'm on the field, I'm about to lay him down. Like, you're not going to keep doing that. Because one thing, like, I'm going to fire my teammates up. I may get a 15-yard penalty, but you know what? That's all good. That's all good. Like, if I was one of the guys on the very end of the bench, coach, put me in. Put me in. I know I don't play, but put me in, because the next time he does that, I'm laying him down. Look, I'm just telling you, we're going to take a 15-yard penalty, but we're already getting our butts kicked anyway. But we're going
to
let them know.
They did that to us. There was that sideline scrum where their coaches and players were pushing, grabbing face masks and all that. They didn't have a problem with it.
Coach, we're going to let them know that we ain't no punk A-Bs.
Period. I would say that every team has a goon on it.
Oh, yeah. I would be the goon.
You
have
that redshirt freshman or that junior or whatever who don't play and who knows he's not playing. You put him in there. Hey, man, anytime they do that, you go 15 yards, unsportsmanlike. You get two a game, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Before you kicked out.
You're not going to play anyway.
Let everybody get one.
Right. Just go right ahead. And
I'd be like, yeah, the longest yard when, like, they just start drop kicking fools.
Yeah, just one time. It'll teach them, like y'all come here for a fight.
When you come in and on the second time you run down and put those L's down, guess what? You might not throw another pass, because I'm probably going to drop kick you into the goalpost. Like, it is what it is. But, like they did them right in front. Like, you know who showed the most passion about it? The cheerleader.
The one that threw the L back right up in
the face. Yeah, he's diddling himself. And she's like, screw you, basically, and put it right up in his face.
Sean
just with a smile on her face.
Oh, never mind. You know what that is.
Yeah, he knows the diddling.
He knows that. All right, so let's go to the next topic, Sean. Joey kind of ran to the end zone with that one. We'll
show the emotion that our cheerleaders
have. One thing about that, and that is,
you don't get to talk anymore. Joey wasn't supposed to talk. But
if you're snowballing, isn't it your job? He said he was snowballing and he couldn't stop it. Isn't it your job to come up with something to
take it? Didn't we have all three timeouts at the half?
No, we didn't.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
That's my only thought.
All right, cool. I'm not. On Kentucky. In regards to Kentucky rushing up the middle so well, Sean, we'll have to go back and watch the film on that. We were not in the gaps. What that is, never mind. We were not where we were supposed to be. I don't know. I know one of the things they were doing with a very controlled passing game, they were hitting a lot of those hitches out there where we were playing too far off the ball, where they were getting, which if you've listened to the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, you have heard that has been a theme all year that we have hated until the last few games where they have changed that, but I'll get back to the presser here in a second.
Makes no sense.
When we were playing too far off of them, when they were hitting the hitches and getting 10, 12, 14, 16 yards on a hitch, and that's way too easy, and that was just keeping them on track. The next thing you know, you're right down the field, and you're in the red zone, and then you're scoring. But we'll have to go back and watch the film on that.
No, we don't.
I think they were blocking this well up front. I do know that there were times when we were out of our gaps and the linebacker doesn't fit right, and there it goes to the next level. That happened on a couple of those touchdown runs. We're playing pass, which I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Our linebackers are covering for the pass, running out, and they're running a draw right up the middle. It was a good scheme on their part, and we probably need to do a lot better with our defensive scheme. Sean?
Hey, Sean, real quick. Mention that the fact that we continuously let the other team's best receiver, we play him off 18 yards.
All and then let him get a full head of steam. That's an indictment on Brian Brown. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, he's placing the blame on Brian Brown. That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah, rightfully. I feel like rightfully so.
Because
to a point.
My question though is, if you're seeing that to keep happening, why aren't you going over to him and go press him? I don't care.
Exactly.
You get up on him.
But hold on, he's calling that play, bro. Like the defense, just like the offense, they call a play in. Like he's calling that. Brian Brown's calling that play
that's
in.
That's what I'm saying. You go
to
Brian
tell
Brown.
Him to. Give him
that thing. That should go to Brian Brown.
Yes. Right. Stop that. At the coach. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Stop that.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're exactly right, dude. Like, I mean.
Because that's on him ultimately. He's still the head coach.
We've been
it's
saying
still
this
your team.
Right.
He works for you.
Boom.
Look, we have been saying this all season, and I wish that the coaches listen to this as much as the fans do, because the fans know that we're behind that 1,000,000,000%. The 16, 15, 18-yard cushions, that's just stupid. I fully believe that with Joey, Sean, Sam, and Higgy that I could get down the field against Louisville, Louisville's defense.
You could
defense.
Get at least 6-7 yards every time you carried.
To Higgy. No, I could throw the ball to Higgy, like, for 17-yard completions
he
every
just
time.
Make sure he catches it,
well,
right?
Yeah.
Well, you remember the
– well, y'all have to block for me, too, because for him to get 18 yards up the field, I'll have to be back there for about 35 seconds.
Hey, remember the movie Little Giants?
Yes.
So the kid that couldn't catch, so he said, picture it like it's a roll of toilet paper. Picture it like it's a Big Mac or a McRib. I'm sorry, you like the McRib.
Oh, boy.
The McRib. Now, you're the one always talking about the McRib.
You forget, I made the catches in softball, and somebody at this table did not make any catches
you
in
made
softball.
One
oh!
Hold on. You said catches.
You made one catch.
You caught one.
Okay.
And it you caught you, actually.
One for me.
And you thought
like
a tater tot fell
table.
Off the table, and you were catching it. Like, oh, no!
Look.
Yeah, Sam did blow. He did botch a couple.
Multiple. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. Sean made a great point, and we haven't done any softball breakdown in a while because they quit or something. But that ball caught you. You didn't catch that ball. It went right to you. So –
what's that game called? It's got the ball and the paddle. Like I know it's something simple.
Handball, ball
no,
and
you,
cup.
No.
Cup
you
ball.
Mean, you just had
ping
a ball.
Pong.
Paddle ball.
Yeah, that's you had a string on that ball, bro. Don't even lie.
So real quick, Higgy.
And a magnet in it in his glove. He's like, hold on, watch. I'm gonna impress my friends.
I have a serious question for Higgy.
It's not serious.
It's not.
I know what it's not.
The double steak stuffed grilled cheese burrito from Taco Bell. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Haven't had it yet.
You're a lie. That's a lie.
Last time I went to Taco Bell, it was the fried chicken chalupas. So that was it.
Okay. Well, that has been your CSC food moment of the game. What's the score of the game now?
No, you don't want to know.
Okay. Listen, you know what? How about this? Let's just
24-23 Bengals.
Oh, wait a minute. So it is 24-23?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad.
What the heck, dude? We were down 17-3. You big dip. Why wouldn't we want to know that score?
Hey, mute the TV.
Hold on. No, 24-3. He's a moron.
He said
24-3.
No, you said 24-23, and I will play the audio.
And Jerry said 24-23. He's like, yeah. No, I mean, maybe he didn't mean to say it's.
Did you really say 24-23?
Yes.
I thought I heard 24-3.
I thought I heard 24-23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because I was looking at the score.
I think he might have been what where he was trying heck? To say it and. just kind of ran together.
I'm being Chewbacca over here. I can't even say this shit today.
34-45, Higgy.
What in the world?
What the absolute?
He used one of ours on an event? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Higgy, you know what? Go over there and mute the TV. You've been a bad Higgy. Go over there. No, you can't do it from here.
Oh, he did.
No, I can still hear it.
No, he had it, and then it...
Oh, so he pressed the button too many times. Fair enough.
You not know how to mute that? It's on the side, bro.
He's trying to pause it.
I had trouble with headphones today. So. All
right, next point. And we're going a little lengthy here, so maybe I'll just pick one or two of these out. That's what we'll do. I'm gonna name the next five, and we'll tackle two of them.
Okay.
So, do y'all want to discuss Kentucky's variety of formations?
Nope.
The physicality of Kentucky over the last 3 years. Does this game change his outlook? We're gonna do the outlook one. Y'all get to pick one other one. On being satisfied with the team's progress this season, or on the difference in playing Kentucky as opposed to other teams.
Okay, you kind of ran it together with a couple of them.
Yeah, you said the last two.
What
again.
Was the second one?
Okay. The second one was the physicality of Kentucky over the past 3 years.
No.
On if this game changes the outlook on the his outlook on the season, which we're going to talk about that.
Sad's outlook?
Yes.
Yes.
On being satisfied with the team's progress this season, and on the difference, what's the difference in playing Kentucky as opposed to other teams?
Okay.
Okay, so we'll do this. I'll just pick since y'all aren't saying anything.
I said – No, you're right. You're satisfied.
So, on if this game changes his outlook on the season. It was a bad night for us. I hate – that wasn't me trying to go into his voice or anything.
I heard he was, like, chuckling and laughing.
I didn't see that. I hate the fact that it was senior night against Kentucky and that it was a bad night, but it was. The night does not speak of what we've done this season. We've been in most every game we played, minus the two SEC games we played.
It's true.
But everything in between, we've been right there. We won six. We lost three by a very slim margin. We should have won. So I think we're getting a lot better as a football team, which I have said the whole season.
Don't disagree.
We have a lot of young players. It will be great for us these next 3 or 4 weeks to practice with these guys and continue to get better. I think these guys will be eager and hungry to get out there and work and continue to improve. It was a bad night. It wasn't good. Now, I'm gonna piggyback this one because it kind of has to do with the other one. On being satisfied with the team's progress. No, I'm not satisfied. I want to win every game just like everybody else. We're working hard every day to get better, and we have gotten better this season. Compared to the last year, we got a lot better, which is true. We're still not where we want to be. We want to continue to get better. We want to continue to improve. We want to continue to get players in here that can play and help us compete. I do not think you're ever going to be satisfied unless you win it all. So whoever wants to take that can go first. That is an open go.
Okay. I am not satisfied.
Well, no, you never are.
No. And I've told you from the beginning.
Right, we know.
That I am more concerned about how we look than wins and losses right now. This is the part of my process that I'm at. I don't care about the wins and losses. I care about how we look. The beginning of the season, we looked outmatched and outmanned and outcoached. We had some good spots during the middle of the season. Obviously, our coach cost us a lack of adjustments, or his decision maker cost us a couple of games, which is fine. We're all human. We make mistakes and stuff like that. But we looked at the end of the season the way that we looked in the beginning of the season. And to me, that's not progress. We all know that the SEC is the upper echelon of college football.
Mm.
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
In order to get to the ultimate goal is the national championship. And in order to get there, you have to go through an SEC team at some point during the season. Could we agree on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
college football playoff or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
There's always going to be one.
There's always going to be one.
Two.
Or two. And the two teams that we played this year, we looked horrible.
Against both of them. Not necessarily good SEC teams. They're middle of the road, turns
yes.
out.
So that's why I said I'm not happy about the way we looked. Now, granted, I'm sorry to hear, and we could disagree on this or whatever, but I don't think it was a smart move or a good move to tell him about the passing of his father an hour before the game.
No.
I don't like. I
don't
I get
think it's, we'll it's, disagree on that.
I get it's your dad. You might want to know right away. But at the same time, maybe
but here's the thing: we don't know how he found out. It could have been a family member.
Yeah, true. So, but someone should have. I don't know. If we could disagree or not. Someone should have been like, wait till after the game, or I don't know. But
maybe
anyway,
his mom, unfortunately.
Right. So
we don't know, like you said, though.
Right.
At the end of the day.
So once that happened, and I know Coach Satterfield is the play caller, right then and there, Joe, you do supervisor. You're a supervisor. Part of being a head coach and a supervisor is to delegate. So after the passing of my aunt about 2 months ago, I was not in a good headspace for about a couple of hours. My cousin passed away last month. For a couple of hours, I was not in a good headspace. Losing my father? I know he was not – losing his father, I'm sorry. I know he wasn't in the correct headspace for that game. He should have delegated his someone else to do the play calling. And let him find other ways to impact that team because the offense really, really sucked that game. So I'm sorry. I agree about the improvement, and we did improve somewhat, but we took 2-3 huge steps back.
I'll agree with you that we did take steps back, but that's just because our their lines, both sides, were just way bigger than our lines. And unfortunately, when you have the advantage,
quarterback was bigger than
when you have the advantage on the line, it's you're not going to win that game. And I have acted all season like we were going to beat Kentucky. It might be the probably
well,
related.
Might as well say that
Kentucky because I really felt like we had the advantage, but. Just after seeing them up against each other, and I saw them play other teams this year, so it's not like it was the first time I've seen them. I just didn't know we didn't have any, like I think they said last night. Of course, they were stupid, but they said like we didn't have anybody on either line that was over like 270. Like that's a problem. That's a problem when you don't have.
We need to be feeding them,
and we are getting dogs in here. Like I mean, Selah. We got Selah coming. We got Popeye coming. Tafik, is that? I don't want to mess it up. I mean, those are all.
What Tafik?
As Big E would say, those are all big, meaty men. And, you know, we're going to get better. But this is all about, like I've been saying, being patient and letting him get his guys in. I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of these guys are – I don't know why these people are sending me messages. He's still got to get his guys in here. And if the Brom carrot wasn't out there being dangled – I think a lot more people would be like, all right, let's give him a chance. Because as I said before the show, and as I said on the last show, in the past we have moved too hastily away from coaches. My coach, Ron Cooper, which still talk to him to this day. Love that dude. Appreciate him so much. He got fired in year three, or was it after year two? He had the 1-10 season. His second year, and then he had maybe close to 500 the third season. They let him go. But guess what happened 2 or 3 years after that? His players, Chris Redmond, Ivan Green, some of the biggest names, Anthony Floyd, Michael Josiah, Dwayne White, some of the biggest players in Louisville history came from the classes that Cooper had recruited and brought to Louisville, and they started to show. So the credit, and I'm not trying to take any credit away from John L. because I liked that dude. He was such a cool dude. Met him multitude of times, and he always treated me with the utmost respect. But once he left Louisville and went to Michigan State, he kind of showed he was a little bit outmatched, and he was benefiting with Coach Cooper's players. And I feel like we're going to be in the same situation. If we let this guy go, this is a good guy. This is a wholesome guy. This is the coach we had been talking about for years. We wanted a nice, down-to-earth guy to lead the football program that wasn't pushing people away, that wasn't hiring his family members, that, you know, this is the guy everybody wanted. Like, when the search was first announced, Coach Dennison, who was at Oregon at the time and is here now, and Coach Field, who is at Miami coaching, tight end coach, I believe, they both told me, you've got a home run hire. And obviously this was before Court knew he was going to be on the staff. He's like, you've got a home run hire. You're going to love this guy, down to earth guy. This is what your fan base wanted. And we just got to, like, I don't know any other profession that you only get 3 years to turn stuff around when there's, I mean, even with the U.S. presidency, you get 4 years to turn, to reverse the damage that's been done by the former president for the most part. Let's not get into politics. I apologize for bringing that up. But for the most part, I still feel like he deserves, and I think next year is going to be fool's gold. I think no matter, I think Higgy could coach next year's team and we'd win 9 or 10 games.
Here's my thing. What did we sign him to? 4-year contract?
I think his contract is over after – no, I think it's 5. Hey, can you look that up while we're talking, please?
Well, here's my thing, and I've always said this. Like, so this would be on our upper administration, which would be the AD and the president and the Board of Regents. If we signed a man to a 5-year contract, I feel like we should honor a 5-year contract. And I've always said that even in pro sports, I think it's ridiculous that a player can sign a 3-year contract and get cut after a year.
It was a
like,
six-year
that's just
deal.
Your poor
six,
like,
6 years.
Okay. Well, then it is what it is. Like, we said we're committed to you for 6 years, then, like, it is what it is. If we went downhill, then that's on the decision makers. I feel like what's the point of signing a contract if you can just get, you know, now if they say we would like to buy you out and he says, you know what, good, I'm done here. Then that's a different story. But like signing
sure
contracts.
You want to say that though?
What's a contract?
A marriage is a contract.
Okay, but both parties to a point have to agree we want out. Uncontested versus contested. Actually, it's not a contract; it's a certificate.
It's a contract. Marriage is a contract, bro. It's a vow.
No, you can get out of marriage anytime you want to. You can't get out of every contract like that.
But what I'm saying to Joey is, he's saying that because we have a contract with him, we should stick through the length of the contract.
I absolutely agree.
So no, why don't? Yeah, I do.
Because,
well,
because
hold on,
with marriage, that's a vow and a contract for life. So you're trying to say, regardless, you should stick through it for life?
Well, here's
the thing, though.
When it actually
doesn't start to work, then you need to go ahead and whether both parties want to or one decides that they want to, you have to end that because it's not going to work. Now, if he wasn't doing the whole buyout,
is there money involved? Like, is there a dollar figure involved in a marriage contract?
Is there a buyout in a marriage?
It's not a buyout, but sometimes there is money.
Sometimes
involved.
It's alimony.
So, but here's the thing: in pro sports, or in a lot of pro sports, whatever they do, like a 3-year contract with a 4th-year player option.
Yes.
Put that in there, but don't sign a man to a 6-year, just 6-year contract. Say we're gonna give you 3 years to start off with a player option. Or a coach option for the fourth.
You know why I thought he was given 6 years? I believe he was given 6 years because
we had administration's dumb.
Well, that might be part of it too.
We have a Kentucky Board of Regents.
But because we had a 2-10 season last year, so everyone was thinking, "Oh, this is going to be a total rebuild. He's going to need to be. He needs job security."
That 6-year deal though. His initial contract wasn't 6 year. He got that 6-year deal after. He was the 2019 ACC Coach of the Year.
You're Mr. Positive. Let's be honest about
this.
No,
it's not even about being Mr. Positive. Like, he balled out that. Like, he took a 2-10 team.
That 2-10 team, was that a legit 2-10 team? Or did the coach
staff? That's what the
record shows. I understand. That's what the record showed. Yeah. But we all said it. This coaching staff gave up on.
Well, no, I agree with you.
So that,
like,
that really
why
wasn't
play
a,
hard?
That exactly.
I get it.
So that really wasn't a 2-10 team.
But that's
team.
What we got on the field.
But that was what the record showed. So when
well,
he got
here,
this
team's not a 6-6 team.
When
but
he
that's
got
what it shows
here,
in
he
the record
had 85.
Books.
That was more indicative of the team that he had the year before and the players that was on there. That was more of an 8-5 team. So he did what he was supposed to do. He did what any coach was supposed to do.
That was still not his player. Like, just like I will not give him an out and be like,
that.
I'm not gonna send you out because this isn't your players. I'm also not gonna give him all the shine for winning the ACC Coach of the Year and winning 8 games his first year because that had a little
but
bit
you
to do.
Was about to just now.
No, I wasn't.
He was. I get what he was doing, but
no. I what I'm saying is that yeah, you know he
that's
won.
That's what
he,
got him an extension.
Right. That's what got him the extension.
Regardless, like to the higher ups, they saw. Coach of the Year, here's some more years. I get
what
he's
doing. What's the ACC Coach of the Year? You got to think that's a pretty high honor. I think I'm pretty sure that like other than Florida State or Clemson, there's not been a whole lot of coaches that's won that. I mean, until this year,
maybe Clawson 1 year with Wake Forest.
Yeah. So, but I didn't want to get into a whole little tangent with that, but we did. I apologize. We're getting to the 50-minute mark.
I've just always, like, regardless of Satterfield or not, like contracts, and especially in the NFL,
like just piss me off.
The part where I kind of disagree.
Because like they don't like, all right, you got this, and they got a $250 million contract, but only X amount's guaranteed. Like baseball, A-Rod signed two 25-year deals worth $250 million, and it's just like, Jesus Christ.
No, the contract part where I disagree on it mostly is because he has been known to take interviews elsewhere or to be connected or back way, whatever, with different schools.
He did it one time. So, Petrino did it four times a year, and nobody gave two shits about it.
But we're talking about
50 minutes and 5 seconds.
Honoring a six-year contract when 2 years into it, you're already looking to go elsewhere or interviewing to possibly go elsewhere. Do you still want to honor that now?
No, it's just like, so here's my thing. Like in wrestling, they could say, okay, I'm not going to coach her anymore. But guess what? You still got 4 years under your deal. You can go sit your ass at home for 4 years. Then you can take the South Carolina job.
Like they would I don't disagree that there should be, it should be like you said, 3 years with the coach's option for the fourth. Because by year four, you should have a pretty good indication of what you have on the field.
Even year three, like going into year three, you should have
a normal year three.
I'm just saying, like on a grand scheme of things, but going into year three, you should have some of your players that you've recruited on the field to show what what kind of future you have. But and that's what I'm saying. Like going both ways with the contract thing. Like he can say, I'm going to go interview with so and so. But if he's after year two and he's got a six-year contract, well, that's cool. You don't have to coach here. You can go sit at home for 4 years.
I mean,
now, we're going to pay you, but here's what we'll do. You're demoted to offensive coordinator. We're going to bring somebody else in to be the head coach, and you get to be their offensive coordinator or quarterback's coach. Or you can get demoted. Like, don't get this twisted. They could make his role whatever they want.
What's funny to me is the sense of, like, I'm trying to think of the, like, Louisville fans for the most part just act like they're holier than thou, like they've never done anything to better their situation because he ended up getting a better situation because he went to, I can't tell you how many times I've been at work, I had no desire to leave my job, but I went in there and I said, hey, I can get $30 an hour from this place, y'all only giving me 22, and they end up giving me 26 or 27, meet in the middle a little bit. And I get what I deserve. After an ACC coach, now that South Carolina, you correct me if I'm wrong, but that meeting happened before year two.
It happened at the end of year two. It happened in November, December last year. Didn't it happen before the bowl?
No, it happened
before the bowl game because you had to answer questions.
We didn't have a bowl game last year, jackass.
Or not before the bowl game.
No, it did happen before the bowl game. Of his first year. Because of COVID. Like, I'm pretty sure.
His first year was in COVID.
Higgy, look it up. Huh?
His first year was in COVID.
Nobody said it was.
Oh, you just said.
No, I said before his bowl game, his first year.
We didn't have a bowl game last year.
Yeah, that's what I said. We didn't have a bowl game last year. So it couldn't have been before the bowl game last year.
It was in the last year. Because he had the whole press conference about it. He had to come out and be like, well, I didn't.
I thought it happened between year one and year two. I was pretty.
It happened during the season.
December 10th, 2020.
Last year.
Don't you L's down me, you little virgin trick. Why in God's name would he be trying to get a better deal? I guess, obviously with the COVID year, that's kind of all been mixed up to me anyway. That whole year, personally and professionally, a lot of things happened, but. Why would you try to leverage and I know that's probably why the fan base is more angry. I think it was because of the opening that was there. Here's the thing though, he was not going to take that job. He was just trying to get a bigger deal.
That's why his agent, who's not exactly the most morally
stringent man.
Are
y'all ready to go to the Fenway Bowl? That's my prediction. Where do you think? Which bowl do you think we end up in, Sean?
Probably the Pinstripe Bowl because I hate the Yankees.
I would love that.
Do you want me to – shut up, Sean. You're not Sean. Sorry. Here's the bowl tie-ins. We have the Gasparilla Bowl. We have the Military Bowl, the Birmingham Bowl, the First Responder Bowl, the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. Good Lord. The Fenway Bowl, the Pinstripe Bowl, the Cheez-It Bowl, the Mayo Bowl, the Peach Bowl, Gator Bowl, Tiger Sun – Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Is the Sun Bowl in the Bahamas?
No, that's in El Paso.
The Fiesta Bowl.
I can't remember
So in 21 through 25, the ACC has a tie-in. I didn't know that. With the Fiesta Bowl. So in 21, 23, and 25, the winner of the ACC, if not selected for the playoff, would play the SEC leading seed. And in 22 and 24, we play the Big Tens.
Hold on. So that means Alabama versus like Pittsburgh or Wake Forest?
If we don't know yet. They're not selected for the playoff. If Alabama's selected, that means their second team, if they're not in it, would go to that.
Ugh.
And Notre Dame. Third team would be? Kentucky.
They're third place, I believe, in the SEC this year.
I thought they. Yeah, third overall.
Or,
yeah.
Ole Miss might be.
No, it's No, yeah, it's Georgia, Alabama, Ole Miss, and then Kentucky. Yeah.
They're second in the East. Yeah, they're second in the East.
But what I did see this morning when I was doing my bowl research is that Notre Dame can actually take our slot if we don't have anybody. If they're not selected, we're not selected. They get the first. If they're the higher ranked team, if they're ranked higher than our ACC champion, they can take our slot one. And they will be. I think they're going to end up sneaking into the college football playoff. I'm not sure how that happens.
Hope not. Even since Cincinnati, gave them. Their
it'll
balls.
Be their spot. Yeah, it'll be their spot that they take too.
Michigan's going to be number two when the new poll comes out.
But don't they have the Big Ten playoffs though?
Well, yeah, they still got to beat Iowa next week.
Please do.
Georgia's got to beat Alabama. Like to me, if Alabama loses,
They're still going to find a way to
They're probably still going to be in, but they shouldn't be, in my opinion.
No, and Harris, I think you're wrong. Because if Georgia beats Alabama, mm-hmm. that's two losses.
Which will put
them probably fourth in the playoff picture.
Well, they were saying during the Alabama-Auburn game yesterday that they thought that if they lost, because Alabama had that game lost. I hate to say it that way. And then, like, the last 10 minutes of the game, they're like, ha-ha, we're going to win.
Auburn lost that game.
But they even said at the end of the game, they're like, midway through the fourth quarter, they're like, now, if Alabama loses this game and they lose next week, they're still going to be in the playoff. Which
I don't see
how either. That's what Joey said.
I wouldn't think if Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship game and Alabama drops to four in the playoff picture, I don't think they're going to keep Georgia at one and Alabama at four to play again. In the playoffs,
and that's the way it would have to be.
Consecutive games, you play in the same team. I don't think people want to watch that.
If I'm Georgia, I'd be pissed. Because remember what happened to LSU? They beat them, and then they had to play them in the national championship, and then they got walloped.
Yeah, so
I'd be pissed. I'd be like, no,
I remember the one year that Alabama didn't even win the conference championship, went to the playoff, and won the.
Yeah, because LSU beat them.
That's the SEC. That's why when Sam said earlier, the SEC is the best conference. I think a lot of that is just media-driven because there's a lot of even with the Louisville teams of the 2000s, and, like, we handled our business against their teams, but it was always the excuse they were disinterested or they're just not used to playing teams like Louisville and stuff like that.
I think it's the Big Ten and the SEC are definitely the top tier.
Yeah, that's when they said, like –
conference-wise in college football, the top tier.
Yeah.
As a whole conference.
Right.
If you notice, the only teams that really beat SEC teams or other SEC teams. Like when they play teams against other conferences, they don't have the same. So I think a lot of that has to do with media. That's why I said the media hype thing.
Said this yesterday, though, here's what's going to happen. It ain't going to matter with Cincinnati because Houston's going to beat them this coming weekend. Houston's going to beat them. That's going to be a moot point, and that's why it'll be Georgia, Notre Dame, Michigan, if Michigan wins, and Alabama.
I don't necessarily.
Did Oklahoma State win last
night? They did. They're in the hunt. They're in the hunt.
Take that back. They are definitely in the hunt.
I think that honestly
they have to win next week against Baylor.
That's going to be a tough one.
It is going to be a tough one. But that's my top six.
Baylor's the one who gave them their only loss.
My top six, in no specific order, is Georgia, Alabama, Cincinnati. Who's the other?
Notre Dame, Michigan.
Michigan, Notre Dame. I think they still – so at 5 and 6, I feel like they find a way to keep Ohio State lingering around that last spot, the last two spots. But I really think that Oklahoma State and Notre Dame are
– I think Oregon still
has a chance.
It's
four of those six teams.
Still think Oregon has a small outside chance.
I don't know. They got
just
the piss beat out of them.
Okay, but guess who they get to play again?
The same team. Yeah, I mean,
if
Redemption –
if they beat the piss out of them,
Why do I feel like R. Kelly this show? There's been a whole lot of pissing.
Piss, piss, piss. Drip, drip, drip.
But it was 99 cent.
All right, Mackle-less. But,
Necklemore.
Necklemore. All right, so bowl guesses. Have any bowl guesses? I'm going to go ahead and say we probably play the Fenway Bowl against an American Athletic Conference team.
Eastern Carolina.
It's going to be Louisville versus Houston. That's my official pick in the Fenway Bowl, Louisville versus Houston.
No, it won't be Louisville versus Houston because they're going to win the conference.
They're not going to.
I'm thinking probably the Birmingham Bowl or someplace warm.
See, the Birmingham Bowl is a tier two. What I just read, it's a tier two bowl. I don't think there's any chance we get a tier two bowl.
So if Houston beats Cincinnati, that drops Cincinnati down to that line that Houston would be in?
See, I don't know that. I'm not.
Louisville versus Cincinnati.
I wouldn't hate it.
No, I mean, it'd be a good test for us. I mean, we might get drummed, but it'd be a good test. Because, I mean, their quarterback, like, we know it. Like, if they don't game plan for a running quarterback, then
we know something's wrong. Yeah. Someone's got to go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's blaringly obvious.
Oh, so you just putting out there the sacrificial lamb. Like, hey.
Well, no, not sacrificial lamb. Like, all right, you know that this guy can do this. This is what your game plan should be.
And if it's not.
And if, right. So, we can see schemes. And if the players don't execute, then we can say, well, all right, well.
And that's what I feel.
I think it would be, it's not necessarily setting a guy up for one way or the other, but it's like, all right, here's, you know what's on the plate.
Yeah. Everybody has to have a test in their life, right? I mean, you have to pass the test at some point. If you can't, then.
Yeah,
still waiting on yours.
Sean, you know, this week I didn't, to transition a little bit here, I didn't make a joke about your car this week.
Go ahead. We need something to laugh at.
I don't know what
your sex life.
Well, son of a bitch.
You know. Okay. Do you know what Sean's sex life and his car has in common right
They're
now?
They're both on E.
There's no drive.
It's in neutral, bruh.
It's in neutral.
Thank God I didn't actually take a sip. That would have been.
Well, you'd have spit it all over Higgy. That'd have been
first time someone got spit.
Right. And so let's move on to basketball here.
Did I say that on the microphone?
Yeah, you did.
I don't know.
Trying to whisper.
Yeah, no, it didn't work.
Well, you didn't even have your headphones on.
So yeah, he couldn't hurt anyway. So
I don't either. But
enough of the bad stuff. We are the 2021 Bahamas champions.
So the points they so does he do we use the money for Sean's?
I'm gonna get to
okay,
that.
Okay. Sweet.
Cirillas.com for Sean after the show. We defeated Minnesota, Mississippi State. It was a tough battle. We got them, and we bet. I did not like all the missed shots we had yesterday, but I loved the determination. I like that we out-physicaled them 51-25 on the rebounding. That's the reason we won the game. 51-25. 17-2 offensive boards.
Well, and they're trash.
They're trash. We had committed way too many turnovers. We had can anybody tell me what I'm about to say? What was the one thing that bothered me to no end last season? I talked about it every game, every show. Sean, let's play like match, like your dating life.
I was gonna say
no hope.
Are we playing charades or something?
Your
like
DMs? That? No, we're playing like $25,000 pyramid. Your DMs lately
empty?
Empty possessions.
Droughts. I went on and on about scoring droughts.
I should know. He tweeted yesterday, too.
I did. Overall, I was happy, but, man, those shots.
Wait, hold on. Was that for everyone or just directed to Sean? Because
No, anybody could have answered. I asked everybody first, and then nobody answered, so then I looked at Sean and focused. But anybody could have answered that one. Yeah. I can't. I'm not a mind reader like Higgy. But, no, overall, I was happy. I got to see better shot selection. There were a couple of times where at the end of the day, and I said this in the group chat yesterday, and I've said this on the show this year so far, like Jared West is the epitome of what you want in a leader on your basketball team. But there's been three or four times every game where he hesitates going to the basket and he ends up missing shots. Yesterday, he actually hit the shot at the end of the game that he normally would miss. So I was I got to see him take it straight to the hole. There can be no hesitation. But other than
that. Are you talking to him or to me?
I'm talking
both.
Yeah.
I'm just he saying. May have been talking to him, but I was thinking, I was trying to redirect through telekinesis that thought to your brain, like, stop hesitating
apparently
and go to the hole, bro.
Yeah, Sean, definitely.
Stop hesitating and just go to the hole, dude. Like, don't fake the funk with a nasty dunk.
Un-effing believable.
No, it's pretty believable. But overall, I was happy.
Over and over.
And after winning the 2021 Bahamas Bar Mar Filar, whatever it is, championship.
Whoa.
I don't know what it was called.
It's Bahama.
That's what I said. Bahama.
Bahama mama.
No. I said blah, blah, blah.
Bahar-mar.
Yeah.
Do you know what it means, though? Now that that game is over, now that we have won the championship, do you know what that means?
The return of Mac.
The return.
I really thought you was going to play the song. That's why I
kept
quiet.
That's what I was waiting for, too.
I, that's why I didn't say anything, but Higgy just
you didn't
it
even
out.
Let me get to.
You know what the return of Mac.
What is it? The return of the Mac. So I really, really believe that this team is going to be a different team. And it's like I've said all season, I feel like this team's going to be a terror at the end of February, beginning of March. They're still gelling. You can see the pieces slowly sliding together. I don't know what's going on with J.J. Trainer and why he's not playing a whole lot. I don't know what's been up with Jalen Withers and his fumbleitis. But it'll get better. Like, we're literally through six games in a non-conference schedule. And people are like, we're not even going to make the tournament.
I like the tweet Coach Mack had yesterday, like, had the game on
in
the background
great.
With his big old grin. Like, yeah, I can't be around a team, but I can watch them.
Well, and the best part about football season being over for right now is that we can focus a little bit more on basketball going forward. Our shows will be, instead of being super long every time, we'll have a more condensed and efficient show for the fine people out there. But before we get to the second part of this show, let's talk about some of our fine sponsors. Shack in the Back Barbecue. Give Miss Barbara a call, 502-363-3BBQ. She'll get your holiday order set up and ready for pickup. Give our people Chris and Sarah out of Fitness Market a call, 502-882-2694. They're doing a huge fitness blowout sale for Christmas. Hit them up. They will take care of you. Our guy Rob Black out of Derby City Lawn and Landscaping. The lawn part is over for now for the most part, but he will get your house, the landscaping looking right. Give him a call, 502-773-5757. And, man, I cannot say enough about my guy Chris out of Four Pegs, 502-634-1447. And we're very lucky to have two food sponsors that have fantastic food. And we got some of their Thanksgiving selections to take up to Mom and Dad. We were able to finally get Mom and Dad together in the same room for the first time in a couple months. We broke bread for Thanksgiving, and the food was delicious.
Turkey was amazing.
Turkey
it was
amazing
the second day and the third day.
It's going to be amazing after they leave, too.
There's not much left.
Dang it.
I ate some of it last night.
Where was I at?
It was sitting right next to me.
Mother of God.
I had a bowl of the
you had the chili.
Chili, and I had some
I didn't know
turkey
you ate
with
any
it.
Of the turkey.
You weren't paying attention.
No, because I didn't
I
think you'd
right
eat all
day.
The food. I thought you knew that
Come
I would.
Oh, man.
I didn't know you were hit. Never mind. I'm sorry. That was uncut.
He practices all year round.
This is That's my it. Day of the year to right. shine, bro.
This is Yo, his.
I got two things. Maryland's trash and Thanksgiving food.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, three. The other stuff can't really.
Right, we can't talk about that on the radio, Joey.
One day Sean will know.
And last but not least, the Pences, the fine people of All American Pool and Supply Company, 448-0300. If you're planning on getting the pool built, this is the time to get that plan, to get it started. Give them a call. They'll take care of you. Let's get into our rapid fire segment. And Sean and Higgy, you all can correct me or give me any updates. But we're perfect season for the number one Louisville volleyball team, 28-0. Shout out to them. Still doesn't make you the number one Louisville volleyball team of all time, in my opinion. And that's no offense to you. There was a team out that had four All-Americans that I watched just dominate the best of it. And of course, you're going to have slip. Like, a perfect season is not normal. It's not it's not what you usually have. Like, the 2005 team was 31-3, and their two of them came to the same team, which was a top five team. The third one came to somehow we got matched up in the Elite Eight with like Florida, which was a powerhouse at that time. So it was dumb luck. But kudos out to them. I didn't mean to pee on y'all's parade. Y'all did a great job this season. We appreciate y'all. Right now, we're waiting for the tournament.
Selection show is tonight.
Selection show is tonight. At what time?
8:30 on ESPNU.
8:30 on ESPNU. So next week, we will have an update. Thank you, Higgy, for that, on where the Cards will be going, their opponent, things like that. I mean, we know where we'll be going. We'll be here in Louisville, hopefully, for the first four rounds of the tournament. So that will be nice to have home field advantage here, home court advantage. Make sure you check out Locked On Louisville with Dalton. He's been doing a great job. We've been having a fun time on that show. I just got a phone call in the middle of the show that I'll have to answer after the show, but sorry, just shook me a little bit. So, Locked On Louisville. I've been picking on Caillou. It's been great. Take a listen to that.
You're beginning to be a big boy.
Big boy. Big boy. So, without further ado, Sam, shine a spotlight on women's basketball for us. Let us know what's been going on, because we haven't had a whole lot of.
I haven't heard much about them.
I don't think we've really played that many games either. So catch everybody up to speed on how the women's basketball team's been doing.
Right now, we're 4-1, ranked number 7 in the country.
Let's go.
We're playing in the third quarter right now, playing Colorado State at, I think it's at Colorado State. I know it's not in Louisville because they're on a road trip right now. They're winning 42-27 in the beginning of the third quarter. We do have a big matchup coming to this week. On December the 2nd, the ACC Big Ten Challenge, we're playing number 12, an undefeated Michigan, 7-0 Michigan. That game is Thursday, so Card Nation, you still have time to go ahead and get your tickets, pack the yum. Right now, pack the yum center. let's give these ladies a welcome.
Two different definitions of that.
Oh.
We were talking earlier about you can never have too much or too little yum. So
let's give these ladies a warm welcome back to the Ville after their road trip. Joey kills me every single time. But right now, our leading scorer is Haley Van Lith with a little bit over 10 points a game. We have Kiana Smith, who's averaging right at 10 points a game. And newly instated, I guess, new transfer, Emily Inksler is at 9.6 points a game. This Louisville team is really, really balanced. And I cannot wait to see how Coach Walls works his magic towards the middle of the season and end of the season when I really think they start to gel. Because even though they lost their first game to Arizona in overtime, it was evident to see that Louisville missed Dana Evans. And I think they're starting to
figure out
how to
life lessen, without her.
Yeah, because life without a two-time ACC player of the year is rough. But we have the pieces and the players and the talent as well to go ahead and
– And Arizona's the national runner-up from last year.
Yes.
So let's not forget that.
And they were criminally underranked. I think they ranked them – in the top
23rd
or something,
yeah.
So, and they didn't deserve to be ranked that low. So, but like I said, Michigan is undefeated. They're a really, really good team. They're 7-0, and they'll be coming into the Yum Center, I think, December 2nd. So, get your tickets.
We got Connecticut pretty quick after that, I believe.
We have them in the next three games, I think. So, because we have a 6-game stretch, which comes to Michigan, UConn, and then the Kitty Cats as well. So, December basketball for Louisville women's basketball is always great.
I was going to say, they end up every year, and it's kind of like, not trying to show my age a little bit, but with the volleyball team back in 05, like, the way that volleyball used to be set up, you played non-conference schedule, then you played your conference schedule, then at the last 2 weeks of the season, you loaded up, for tournament seeding purposes, loaded up with top 10 teams. And it seems like Louisville women's basketball always has such a great non-conference schedule. They normally have a couple teams in conference that are really, really good. So that is that's good to hear that they will be preparing for our first national championship in women's basketball history coming up. And last but not least, I did announce a penalty earlier of Wes getting suspended since he's missed so many days. So he no longer is on in the lead for the leaderboard. So here's the question I want to ask you all. Do we push this out till after the bowl game, give everybody one last, because everybody's within striking distance if they get it right on the nose, except for Higgy. No, Sean isn't either. Sean is mathematically eliminated. Sam can tie. Joey can win. Dalton can win. I can win. Or do we just say it's done as of now?
I mean, both seasons still part of the season.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll, so as of right now, it is Sean with 2 points, Sam with 3 points, Joey with 3.5 points, Dalton 6.5 points, Jeremy 7 points. Wes had 8. He would have won outright.
I think
if
we got to take him out too. If we take Wes out,
That's not fair though. Because then, you know what?
And Wes is not here because of work.
Agreed.
What do you think, Dalton?
You're getting to be a
so
big boy.
He could understand the consequences of not being here then.
Yeah, but it wasn't really his fault. I know it wasn't Wes's either. This is just my way of getting back into the in the running, honestly, if I'm being honest. So, but we will. You know what, Wes, you're not out. Dalton, you're not out. We got one more game left. It will be a battle for the 3 points.
But you have to be here for your prediction.
You have to be here for your prediction. And we'll make sure that it's a different night.
What about being here for your prediction and the week after the game? Because I was penalized because I wasn't here.
Oh. Well, you weren't really penalized. You just didn't make a prediction.
You didn't let me.
You could have hit the DM all week.
No. I thought I had to make it on the show, but go ahead.
No. You just have to let me know. But so that's what we have right now.
I'm not sure
how I got 3.5 points, but go me.
But the only person that is mathematically eliminated as of right now is Hick. No, Sean's mathematically.
That should make both of y'all feel really bad about yourselves.
What
that I got more points than y'all, and I don't even pay attention to all that stuff.
So Sam, Joey, Dalton, myself, and Wes are the only five that are in the playoffs for this thing. What I am going to do though is that we had, we had talked all season about the fan money and nobody won it. So what we're going to do is we're going to put a portion of that fan winnings, we're going to donate that to Frankie's family on behalf of Cardinal Sports Zone. And the other half, we're going to set Sean up with a date. And it's not going to be an illegal date. But if girls, if y'all are out there listening to the show and you want to make a little money to go on a date with Sean, let us know. It's not like prostitution like that or anything.
We'll buy your dinner.
We're classy. We'll take care of the bill. I'll foot the bill for you, Sean.
This is going down the wrong.
So why did you look at me when you said not an illegal date?
I didn't. Not on purpose anyway.
This is going down the wrong path.
Well, he's been going down the wrong path for 39 and a half years.
Unbelievable.
We got to get him back on the right path.
Where's that spot that we went that was behind our Roosters? Oh, no, you didn't
Whoa.
Go.
No, we didn't go back behind the Roosters.
You didn't go
I ain't going anywhere behind Roosters.
I thought you went in there.
Another name for a rooster is a cock.
What time is that? So I can
No. It is. That's true.
It is.
That's true. That's a scientific term for a rooster. Hens.
Hands and
roosters. You're a scientific term for a rooster.
The
All right, it was Mr. G's.
Okay.
To answer your question, though.
Sean, you need to go to Mr. G's.
Yeah, but we don't want him to get Mr. Herpes.
Just the one girl that probably had it.
Shout out again to all of our fine sponsors. Fitness
She's
Market,
a UK fan
Jack
too.
In the Back Barbecue.
Yeah, she was most definitely a UK
You know, fan. She was like throwing L's down last night. She was like.
Oh, she was throwing something down.
Y'all can't see what I'm saying, so it's okay if I do it on the air. But shout out again to all of our fine sponsors. Fitness Market, Shack in the Back Barbecue, Four Pegs Beer Lounge, Derby City Lawn and Landscaping, All American Pool and Supply, and Working on More. If you'd like to sponsor the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, give us a call, 502-694-0375. You can also get a hold of us on social media. The website is at Card Sports Zone. So is the Instagram, Facebook. We are Cardinal Sports Zone. Hit that like button. Make it Facebook official. It's 3 separate words on that one. YouTube is at Cardinal Sports Zone. One word. Individually on social media, I am Jeremy _CSC.
At Elville Sean.
At Joe Woman 526.
Baseboy 124.
I am the Higgy.
How the heck? So that's how you can get a hold of us individually. Sorry, I threw myself. If you want to check out the podcast, hit the subscribe button. You can find us on over 120 podcast avenues, including Apple, iTunes, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, Amazon, iHeart, and now Facebook Podcast. That's got to be. We're on it, though. That's going to be like a mess of Uncle Daddies and stuff, but whatever. If you haven't listened to all the episodes of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, do us a favor. Go back and check them all out. Go to cardinalsportszone.com. Hit the hit the podcast tab at the top. Go to the drop-down menu. Go to CSZ Podcast. Listen to them from number one all the way to number 99. We really do appreciate it. Check out our exclusives there at cardinalsportszone.com, the place it all began. Again, shout out to everyone out there that is sharing the podcast. We really do appreciate you all. If you have any ideas or suggestions for guests, shoot me a DM at Jeremy_CSC. Very excited for this week's episode of Game Day Prep / our extra content, because the next episode is episode 100. And I could not think of a better way for us to celebrate 100 episodes over 10 years of Cardinal Sports Zone, even though we've only been doing this for 3 seasons. But with my guys, Justin Rink from Card Chronicle and Steve Rimmage from 93.9 The Ville, we'll get into some fun stuff, and then we're going to get into some serious stuff too, because by that time, there'll be a few more stories that are going to drop. There's one I'm anticipating tomorrow. So we'll check that out. Guys, y'all have any last words? Sean, you first.
I want girls.
Okay, what about you? No, I'm just kidding, Sean. Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to seeing Louisville basketball against Michigan State with Coach Mac back.
Mac back.
And the new attitude of the team. I do want to know where we're going to go bowling. I know that was a horrible.
Kimbo decision. Usually has open lanes on Friday night.
Our team was it was horribly disappointing into the regular season, but, you know, the bowl game you can get right. So I want to see what happens there.
Got to get right. And actually, I was incorrect. Higgy has 2 points. I forgot he got some points last week. Sean, he's got 2 points, but they're eliminated for the playoffs. Sorry. Joey, last words?
Maryland's trash.
They proved it.
There'll be a second team added to the trash list next week. And don't forget to get your pet spayed or neutered. Help control the pet population, as big money Bob Barker would say. And surely to goodness, of all the listeners we have that are female, male, it doesn't matter. They know, they either are or know of someone decent that is looking for a good guy.
If you are, we got that guy.
Like, at least get.
And then there's Sean too.
All you got to do is give. All you got to do is give him like one date, see how it goes. You know, and then let it go from there.
Might be a little rough around the edges due to lack of experience, but
or maintenance.
All maintenance.
Sorry. No, I'll never. Hold on, that wasn't going to sound right.
All right,
we will. Incapacitate him to like make him not look like Shaggy.
There you go.
From Scooby-Doo.
We will hold him down. Sam?
I was going to say we're going to tie him up, but hopefully that's what happens later on in the date.
Joey, hey-o! Stop it.
I think Wes usually says something about this, but I'm going to borrow it for the day. Tell everyone you love them, your family members, friends, coworkers, even if you don't, because someone does. I lost my aunt about 2 months ago, and I buried my cousin Saturday, and it's been kind of rough lately. So just let everyone know you love them, because you never know when their time or your time is coming. Case in point, last night, I know life is bigger than football. So again, second that, my condolences to the Satterfield family. I know I come on here just about every week and bash your coaching decisions and stuff like that, but it's all about football. I never cross the line when it comes to family, so you do have my thoughts and prayers for you and your family.
And I did send those on behalf of Cardinal Sports Zone to Miss Satterfield this morning, so she does know we were thinking about her, and the thoughts and prayers are heading her way. Does anybody else have anything to say? Oh, Higgy, what are your final thoughts?
I was going to say happy birthday to my dad. He turned 55 today. So
happy birthday, Mr. Higgy.
So happy birthday to him. And then I got one song to play out on this today.
No, we're not playing out yet. So you can you can play that song when we actually play out.
He said, screw your room.
I don't know if he's dancing. He's over doing the Harlem Shake.
Hey, do me a favor. Put that back to the microphone real quick. There we go. Okay, had to mute him real quick. I had to mute him. My last words before Stay Puffed over here got on the microphone.
I had something really funny I was going to say.
Stay Puffed.
And then he just blew that on his.
Who you going to call? Wait, what? Never mind.
Oh, God.
All right, my final words. I want to shoot our guy, Kevin, another shout-out at L1C4 The Arts is his Twitter handle. Great Cardinal merchandise. And I want to thanks again, everybody, for the support. We do love you all a lot. And until next time, Core Denison is still the man. We got Selah Brown. Recruit Pierce Clarkson. And this has been the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast.
Hey, JJ.
Did you say free JJ?
Free JJ.
Oh. Sean wishes he could get some
free. I didn't say free, but JJ.
And that's when the lines crossed.